Hey, what's up, guys? This is Memo from the Beers and Movies podcast. I'm here, as always, with my good friend.
What's up, everyone? This is Eddie. We're back with another episode on
Marvel's newest movie,
newest film,
Black Widow.
Black Widow, we saw it on opening night, right?
Yeah, last week on Thursday. I gotta say, like, just a side note, it's kind of nice to, you know, see people back at the movies.
Yeah, I hadn't been there since, like, I think it was...
Pre-pandemic, right?
Yeah, and gone way before that, like since Joker, I think that was the last one I saw.
Damn.
So it's been a while for me, and but it felt good, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But
it was pretty packed, I think. You know,
the theater. Yeah, it was packed though.
Well, like you said, opening night, so
yeah,
I expected nothing less. But yeah. Let's get in here with the movie. What'd you think? Like, before we start getting into movie, what'd you think of Black Widow? Because I know you're not a big Marvel MCU fan.
Yeah, you know, I like Marvel. I'm just not very much. I don't follow all the films or the sequel. Or
yeah, the order. The chronological
order. Yeah, but I enjoyed this one. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
And not only because Florence Pugh is in there, because, you know, she's one of my favorite actresses.
And your Hollywood crush?
Yeah, my crush also. I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Marvel ones that I've seen, obviously. What did you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was, for me, top half of the Marvel movies, because it's still part of, like, the MCU. I mean, there's just a couple that I haven't seen from the MCU. Like, I haven't seen all of them. I've seen, like, maybe three or four that I haven't seen, like.
Are some of those like the Thor ones or no?
Yeah, the first two Thor ones and Guardians of the Galaxy.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 1, that was pretty good.
I think I saw the first one too, but I don't really remember much of Guardians of the Galaxy. And I just saw the last Thor, which was Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, they said that one looks good. I haven't seen it, but that one looks good.
So now getting to Black Widow, it was really good. I mean, it was a good, recognizable cast. We got, of course, Scarlett Johansson, Florence Pugh, David Harbour, which you probably recognize as Hopper from Stranger Things,
which is really good. I mean,
he's a really good actor.
He is. He's already, like, if he hasn't already earned his way up there, he already is.
Yeah, I think especially after Stranger Things, he started getting casted a lot more. Like, I've seen him a little bit more than, I mean, he was already a pretty well-known actor, but I think after Stranger Things, like, he even got more recognition.
And even he's doing, like, serious roles and everything.
Yeah.
And he's a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
And well, we have, what's her name? Rachel Weisz, mm-hmm. obviously. Really good actress as well. And those are the main ones, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, aside from that, I mean, that's pretty much.
Yeah, and so basically, they're all like Russian, no? Like in the movie. Yeah, they are.
Right? Yeah, they're all Russian. So, I mean, one of the things that I want to mention for Black Widow, I think a lot of people would want to know where this movie stands.
Right. Because
of course, we know that Black Widow Natasha died in Avengers Endgame. So a lot of people, I think, I was wondering especially where this movie takes place and, like, in what time.
I was confused about that. I asked you, and I was like, when does this take place?
Yeah. So then basically this movie takes place in between Captain America Civil War, and it's before Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
Because at the beginning of the movie, they start mentioning pretty much Natasha's running away from, like, the secretary, because they want to capture her, because she didn't want to sign the Sokovia Accords, which is something that you hear about in Captain America Civil War.
Well, I don't know anything about this, but I'm pretty sure people aren't like, no, what's up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen Civil War, so basically that's where the movie picks up.
And I have seen Civil War, actually. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
But I don't follow, like, the backstory or anything. But
yeah, so that's where it was on the movie that takes place. After the events from Civil War and before the events from Avengers Infinity War.
Okay, yeah.
And I like it because it gives you a good backstory on Natasha Romanoff.
Because before we didn't, like, we know she was, like, Russian or whatever, but we didn't know anything about her, right? Like,
yeah, they
she was, like, a blank.
They just mentioned, like, a brief background story in, I think I want to say, Avengers, the second one, Age of Ultron. They mentioned,
which is not very good.
Yeah, I, it was probably like the from the four Avengers. I think
the last one.
Yeah, for sure.
That's for sure.
And they just mentioned a little bit about the Red Room and how she can't have kids, right?
Oh yeah.
In that Avengers movie and now in Age of Ultron, but in this movie it gives you a little bit more whole background story. I really like the beginning. That they, you know, when she's a little kid
with her sister. Well, they play sisters, right?
Yeah, Florence Pugh and
which is Yelena, right?
Yeah, Yelena and Natasha.
And Natasha, their sisters. And we're not gonna like explain the movie because people are gonna watch this and right.
Yeah. But on the movie, it gives you a good explanation of where Natasha comes from because. As kids, they sent her to the fucking
Red Room.
Red Room,
which
is basically a place directed by the evil person or the bad guy in the movie that recruits like women, like kids when they're kids.
Yeah, just to make like an army, no?
Yeah, to make an army of women, like
that. But. Let's not get into that, but like he hypnotizes them or he takes away their
their free will,
their sense of like, or they forget about their past.
It's kind of like mind control,
right.
And as kids, Florence Pugh and Yelena, which is Florence Pugh's character, and Natasha, they pretty much get recruited and then
separated, no?
They get separated and. That's that's where the movie opens up, as them kids and them being like captured to be taken to a Red Room.
Uh-huh. They grow up, right, or trained, and then they it's back, like they meet when they're like adults or 20 some years later.
Yeah.
I thought they all did like very good Russian accent.
Oh yeah.
Especially David Harbour.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What was his character? Like the superhero?
I forgot.
I think it was like Red something.
It was Red something.
And Guardian? Was it Red Guardian?
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, that guy, he's...
Oh, yeah, he did a great Russian accent.
He was really good. I mean,
yeah.
And I also, Florence Pugh also did a good accent, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone did like...
Everybody was good.
A good Russian accent, for sure. Let me see, what else can we mention without spoiling...
I guess like that there wasn't any other characters,
basically that. And you mentioned this also that I liked about the movie. The movie felt not too long, even though it was like 2 hours.
But 2 hours.
I think it was because it went straight to the point.
Right.
Like they didn't go away like introducing like other characters. They just make references about like Tony, and that's pretty much it.
And it was just the same characters, like in the whole movie, right? There was no other bullshit of, what's going on, like this subplot going on. Like, like other Avengers movies.
Yeah, especially in like Avengers subplot movies, there's a bunch of.
So that's what I liked. I mean, to me, that's like, it was straight to the point. Boom. The ending was really good.
Yeah.
I liked the ending. I liked the villain too,
which was played by
Ray Winstone, who comes out in. The Departed, I mentioned to you.
Mr. French from The Departed.
Kind of unrecognizable, though, right?
I didn't recognize him because he looks like a lot way older, and I feel like I've seen The Departed like recently.
I just know because of the voice.
Yeah.
I mean, that voice is like...
pretty recognizable.
Recognizable, yeah.
We also got... I really liked also that we didn't mention this, Natasha Romanoff as a kid gets played by Mila Jovovich's daughter.
Oh, no. She played. As a kid. Yeah. She's played by Milla Jovovich, right? Her daughter.
Uh huh. And I think she did really good too. Like she didn't get a lot of screen time because it's just like the opening scenes.
She looks kind of the same as Milla Jovovich.
Yeah, she does. A lot of people, even I've seen like a lot of TikToks where people. Talk about it that, if you saw the movie and you thought that she looks like Mila Jovovich.
Oh, yeah.
So it's because it's her daughter.
Yeah.
But I think they did really good overall, like making her look like Scarlett Johansson, because, like, to me, she did look like, a kid or a a young Scarlett Johansson.
Right. I like how they used in the beginning, like in the after the credit. No, not the credit. After the opening credit, they used the.
Oh, it smells like Teen Spirit.
Smells like Teen Spirit, right?
But it was like a metal version. It was
a remix. Like the cover, right?
Honestly, I didn't really recognize it until like the chorus.
Nah, come on.
Nah, just kidding.
And what else? You know?
Let me see. Aside from that, I think we should talk a little bit more about the movie, no? About the plot.
Yeah, you can go into like the beginning of it, or well, yeah, you can go into the beginning.
So basically, the movie is mainly about because initially Natasha had thought that she had destroyed the Red Room before joining the Avengers, which is where they, like we mentioned, they recruit all this, you know, kids, little girls, I should say, and then they train them to be fucking like super spies, you know, like trained soldiers.
Right.
And that's what we know that, you know, Natasha was when we first meet her, like as an Avenger, or where we meet her character in Iron Man 2.
See.
And then, so then, Yelena, which is the character played by Florence Pugh, she contacts his sister after, you know, many years, because she escapes the Red Room and the army of Black Widows, because in the Red Room basically it's just a bunch of widows, which is they're all just young women who are just trained assassins, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
But they're
she gets like dehypnotized, no?
Yeah. They're all these widows that are just like the trained women are held against their will.
Taken as kids,
so they don't really want to be there. They're just pretty much soldiers that are being told what to do.
No, but they don't know they don't want to be there because they're just like
they're controlled, and you'll find out it's kind of like a mind control type of thing. But you'll find out later throughout the movie how that happens. The movie is basically about Natasha and Yelena getting back together. That they haven't seen each other since they were kids, actually.
Yeah.
And they pretty much team up to take down the Red Room and try to
free
all the widows that are left. Because it's literally an army. An army of widows basically, just imagine a bunch of Natasha Romanovs, you know, roaming around the world. You can take down pretty much countries and, you know, you won't even know. David Harbour's character is
their dad, right?
It's their dad. And let's just say that, you know, that's their dad. So they break him out of prison so he can help out, because they're trying to find the Red Room, because they don't know where the Red Room, they don't know the location of the Red Room, because Natasha had thought that she had destroyed it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still up and running. Bunch of action throughout the movie.
It's funny, right? It's like a lot of jokes.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of little jokes that they inserted throughout the movie.
Yeah, they don't try too hard to be funny. It's just like,
it's because I think that the jokes are like well written.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie.
Yeah, so, they're just going on with big day. They just kind of match the script. Right? I mean, they don't like try too hard to be funny.
Yeah. Let me see. That I think that's probably the. Let me see. What else can we say without giving too much away? Okay. Well, there's also another thing that I would want to mention. There is an after credit scene.
Oh yeah, I stayed for that because. Well, I don't really know much about the after credits, but that one was taking forever, dude. I don't know if it was me or.
Oh yeah. I honestly, like, I was doubting if there was going to be an after credits scene.
Yeah, I know. But it took like 5 minutes.
But if you haven't seen the movie and you're going to watch the movie,
stay for the after credits.
Because it's way past the after credits.
We're
looking at the fucking staff of contents of the movie and shit. Like,
the key grip from God knows what, you know, what location they were.
Carpenters and shit. Like, we saw those names in the after credits, which is like well in there.
Yeah.
Let me see. Another thing. Okay, well, in the movie, it's also, yeah, they mention, or what takes place also is pretty much a family reunion, because, like we mentioned, Yelena and Natasha, they hadn't seen each other and since they were kids. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, they get together. Also, they break out their dad out of prison, and mm-hmm. they end up meeting with their mom also.
Their mom, right? I was going to say, Florence Pugh, I thought she stole the show. Like, she was...
You think so?
Well, her and... They all did great, but her and David Harbour.
Oh, I think for me, David Harbour was...
Those two were really, like...
Also,
it's funny, I guess.
Yeah, I read also, and I think I kind of disagree, or agree a little bit, I should say, that you expect the movie to be, like, just Black Widow or main focused on Natasha, but I feel like it wasn't too much about her. Like, the movie was her standalone film, but... I think it was just not focused just on her. I think it was just around the whole four characters, main characters.
Yeah, it's mostly about her origin, no? Just like,
yeah, like the origin story. So, what do you think about that? Do you think that like she should have had more focus on just herself, or you think it was well played how they did it with you know, the focus on all four main characters?
I think it turned out good the way it is, but. I thought she had enough screen time, or enough of her story was told.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with it the way it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of something, but I forgot what it was. But you can.
Okay. So
I was gonna ask you. Oh no! I was gonna tell you. So this is a. Do you think it's gonna be more Black Widow, or is this a end for her, or? Because as we know, she died in Endgame. Like everybody knows. I don't have to spoil that.
I think Florence Pugh is going to take over as the next Black Widow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. That's true.
I think that's pretty much what's going to happen. She's
the after credits, kind of like... Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. I hope she does.
And I think she's also going to, you know, from what we see in the after credits scene, the movie's going to connect with the new Hawkeye series.
Oh yeah, that's coming out too, right? Yeah, because they have so many that I don't even.
Yeah, they have a lot. So I mean, we're not gonna spoil much about the after credit scene, but it is related to Hawkeye.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I think we don't give much away, but
yeah,
it does have something to do with Clint.
And there was a surprise actor that came out at the end at the credits.
Oh, from Beat.
Surprised me, right? But she's a character in the MCU, or. Or she come out there before?
She comes out on The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's already out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I haven't been watching it, but that makes sense that she does. Because she's like the... Well, whatever. We're not going
to
say, but...
Yeah. We're just going to say that, you know, it's related to Clint Burton, to Hawkeye, the after credit team. That's...
Okay. So do you think it's going to be more of Scarlett Johansson or no?
I think she's done.
Yeah, flashbacks or anything in the TV shows.
I mean, if anything, I think it's just gonna be kind of like references,
like flashbacks.
Maybe flashbacks here and there, but I think it's just gonna be like mentions, like how they mention Tony all the time in like all the movies.
Oh, okay.
Tony this, Tony that. You
know? Oh, that's it. They have to mention.
It's a godfather.
He's like the more.
Yeah.
He's a godfather.
And then. Yeah, even Scarlett Johansson even said in an interview that I think she's happy the way, you know, where her character ended.
Ended? Yeah. I mean, I think she's like tired of like all these things.
Yeah.
Like,
and then...
like all this training.
She's also pregnant too. I mean, so...
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I mean, well, good for her.
Yeah. But aside from that, let me see. What else can we mention about the MCU?
MCU.
Well, let me see. I also did want to mention that I think also like David Harbour is gonna come out more. I would think though.
Oh yeah, I hope
I would
so.
Think so.
I hope so, because they mentioned like they compare him to Captain America, no, or something.
Yeah, because in the movie, like David Harbour's character was like a contemporary of Captain America,
right,
when he fought the war, like pretty much like from the first Captain America, like the first Avenger, like David Harbour's character is part of that time.
And he was also made, right? Like,
yeah, oh yeah, because he's also a super soldier.
A super soldier. He was made like in the lab or by something.
Yeah.
So I think we should see. I would love to see a fight between those two.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be badass.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There's no Captain America right now, so.
I know, but like that's like the old days.
Yeah.
So what do we have in the MCU right now? I mean, who died this or no? Or you?
Who's left? I mean. So
I watched the movie, but I forget who dies.
So obviously Tony dies, Natasha dies, Hawkeye's still there.
Yeah.
And let's see. Well, Captain America, well, he's not dead, but he's old as fuck. So
he's old.
Yeah, he's old because at the end of Infinity War or no Endgame. He was supposed to return the stones, but then he just lives his life on.
He's completely living his life.
Yeah, completely disregarding the mission and, you know, carry on.
He's looking out the window and he sees, or he's dancing.
He's just looking at the lake at the end of the movie. And then Falcon, when Falcon gets the shield.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forget, but that's good. I mean.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna rate the movie? We said we were gonna be rating from 1 to 10.
Are we rating like based on like on the Marvel movies or just on the movie?
On a general basis.
I liked it. I'll give it a 7.1.
7.1.
Yeah, I don't know what I rated my last movie, but
the last one was King.
King's Dead Landing.
Yeah.
But I'll give it a 7.1. I did like it a lot.
Okay.
What do you do?
I think I'll go a little bit. I think I'll go with like a 7.9.
Okay, that's good.
I also did want to say that this is a good movie to watch. Like, I mean, even though it takes place like in the middle of Civil War and Infinity War, this movie is good to watch even if you haven't seen the whole MCU.
Yeah.
It's a good movie to watch by itself. Like, you don't need to know, like.
Yeah, like, just like me, I didn't go watch it, I don't really know.
Yeah, you don't need to know what's going on with the rest of the movies or connect them. Like, I mean, it's just good to know because you know where the movie takes place, like in what era. But if you haven't seen the rest of the movies, this is still a good movie to watch just by itself, pretty much.
Yeah, I think the kids are gonna like this one a lot too.
Who?
The kids, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think
especially the girls, huh?
They
like to see a female lead.
Yeah.
It's always good.
No, I think for sure. I mean, this is one of the from the MCU. I think I would put it like for sure in the top half because there's a bunch of movies. So
yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, there's no Iron Man 1, but you know, none of them
are. I don't think any of them are.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Iron Man 1. You probably already know that.
Yeah. So am I remember that one, dude. But it's crazy. I was gonna tell you something about that. Like, it's crazy. Like, we were like in middle school when Iron Man, the first Iron Man came.
And we were talking about it, right?
And now we have another Marvel movie that's still connected with the.
That's crazy. I guess I can see like why people
get into it.
Yeah, I can go crazy over this. You know, over the MCU. Like, I like seeing these things that, you know. How long it's been since 2008? No,
the first Iron Man was 2008. So.
But now it's like 14 years later, 13 years later.
Yeah. So I think that's why people get attached to the characters because they've seen them over so many amount of years.
Yeah, it's kind of like me with Star Wars, kind of.
Yeah.
Because it's like the whole thing, you know. But yeah, it's a great movie. Recommended. Highly recommend.
Yeah, anything else that you want to add from that you like from the movie, disliked?
Did I mention Florence Pugh already? That's it, I mean, for me.
Yeah, I don't think I got
I mean, I don't think it missed anything. I mean, I would have, there's something I would say, oh, I would have done this different, or I would have added this story or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I think it's good. Like, yeah, the way it is.
And I think it's getting the good reviews too.
Yeah.
Most of them do.
Yeah. And then I think it took over as like the number one spot, or like now, like it's competing with the new Fast and Furious movie.
Oh yeah, and also like this movie is streaming on Disney Plus. You can buy it on Disney Plus or you can see it in theaters. Both of them. I personally would prefer seeing it at home, right? Because it's not the same, right? But I prefer seeing it at home because I'm just more comfortable.
Yeah,
I know you would enjoy it at the movies, right?
No, I prefer the movies.
Yeah,
go to movies.
But keep the movies alive though.
Oh yeah,
on the big screen.
Anyways, well, I think that pretty much wraps it up.
It was a good one. We didn't ruin anything.
And I guess we can talk about this movie later, like, in, so we can spoil everything.
For sure.
You know, get into more detail. But that's what we got so far, and we'll catch you guys within episode, you know, in the next week or maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but we don't know. Sometimes we like to take 2 week breaks.
Depending on the movies, like, you know, if we don't really have a good movie to do it on, we wait for a little bit, right?
But I mean, always feel free to suggest any movies.
Oh, yeah. Hit us up. Movies, or if you even want to come on over here, we gladly will
have you
have a drink or two, or, you know, as many, and
yeah,
we'll talk about any movie you want.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and have a good one.
See you guys.